From Tidbits, on January 14th, 2008, this is the audio version of New X-Serve Goes 8-Core 2 by Adam C. Engst. Hot on the heels of Apple pre-Macworld announcement of the new Mac Pro comes the release of a long-awaited update to the X-Serve, the company's 1U rack mount server. Given that the X-Serve typically finds itself racked in supercomputing and enterprise data centers, hardware updates seldom warrant mention during the Macworld Expo keynote anyway. This makes it not too surprising that Apple is releasing specifications and taking orders now to avoid the X-Serve upgrade stealing any thunder next week. Like the new Mac Pro, the X-Serve's top-end models feature 8-core processing with a pair of 2.8 GHz or 3.0 GHz quad-core Xeon processors. There's also a base model sporting just a single 2.8 GHz quad-core Xeon processor. All models include 12 megabytes of L2 cache per processor, a high-bandwidth hardware architecture, dual-independent 1600 megahertz front-side buses, and support for up to 32 gigabytes across 8 slots of 800 megahertz DDR2 ECC FBDIMM memory. In terms of expansion, the X-Serve provides 3 drive bays that support either SATA and SAS drives, a pair of PCI Express 2.0 expansion slots that can accept multi-channel 4-gigabyte fiber channel and 10-gigabit Ethernet cards. Standard features include internal graphics support that can drive anything up to a 23-inch Apple Cinema display, dual-gigabit Ethernet, 2 FireWire 800 ports but no FireWire 400 ports, 3 USB 2.0 ports, and of course an unlimited client license for Mac OS X Server 10.5 Leopard. The base X-Serve configuration, shipping immediately, includes a single 2.8 GHz quad-core Xeon processor, 2 GB of RAM, and a single 80 GB SATA Apple Drive module for $2,999. Apple boasts that the new 45-nanometer Intel quad-core Xeon processors improve on energy efficiency, with the processors drawing a maximum of 80 watts and dropping as low as 4 watts when idle. As with the Mac Pro, the industrial design of the X-Serve remains largely unchanged, which will cause disappointment in some quarters. We've heard complaints from data center operators that the X-Serve's 30-inch, 76.2-centimeter depth makes for awkward spacing in standard racks. The original X-Serve was only 28 inches, 71.1 centimeters, deep. Also, Apple's policy of selling the X-Serve's drive sleds only with drives makes it expensive to upgrade storage with drives from vendors other than Apple. That appears to be unchanged. In a mixed blessing, Apple removed the FireWire 400 port from the front panel and replace it with a USB 2.0 port. That's a good step since it makes it easier to attach a keyboard and mouse for troubleshooting, but it doesn't go far enough since rack-mounted servers also usually need a monitor attached for troubleshooting and the video report remains at the back of the X-Serve. Chuck Goolsby, Vice President of Technical Operations for hosting company Digital Forest, suggests that user-related ports such as USB, video, and FireWire be accessible from the front panel, whereas system-related ports like Ethernet, fiber channel, and power be relegated to the back. USB and FireWire should exist in both places, of course. The reason is that ideal data center design calls for hot aisles and cold aisles, with the hot backs of servers facing each other and the cold fronts facing each other. That way, the hot aisles can be enclosed and cooled more effectively. But that's not feasible if the staff needs regular access to the backs of servers for troubleshooting, as the X-Serve requires due to the placement of its video port on the back. All that said, we've been needing new server hardware for some time, and this looks like the unit we've been waiting to order. The full text of this article is available within this audio file in the lyrics field. To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Matt Newberg, and thanks for listening.